Screen. My shame will all beneath the summer moon. I will return. Good evening, good afternoon, good morning, good day. That was, of course, the mighty Led Zepp to start off the show. You can't beat, I agree. Hello, Janice and Andy. I agree, you just, Led Zepp is so enjoyable. I don't play it that often because it's popular, so it's often played, but it's often played for a reason. You get that with touristy places, don't you? You can try and avoid all the sort of touristy places, but the touristy places are touristy for a reason. Often they're very beautiful or very unusual. But anyway, it's good to mix in some classics, and that was definitely a classic. Hope you've had a good week. I have had a good week. I will come to that. Busy. Life's just constantly busy nowadays, isn't it? I've definitely had a better week than poor old Zelensky. I've been fuming. I've been absolutely fuming for moments, and then making sure I disconnect, because I can't actually do anything about it. I can only be a nice person myself, not a complete wanker. Excuse my language at tea time. Anyway, I'll probably come back to that. Well, I will come back to that because I've got a couple of tracks later. But first of all, I'm going to go to the subject that I said I was going to go to before I had the urge to do an anti-American playlist, which might be up next week. I'm trying to have words with myself all the time because obviously there's lots of Americans who are probably aghast at what's going on. So I don't want to become anti-American. I am just very anti-Trump. I don't care saying that. And if anyone is a Trump fan, I don't think you should be listening to my podcast. Right. But you never know, you see. You just never know. Anyway, hopefully Janice and Andy are still listening. Let's have a blast of Dr. Feelgood. Oh, yeah, but what was the subject I was going to do? Of course, it's Lent, isn't it? It's Lent, it's Ramadan. And so I thought I'd do a few songs with the word without, because you're supposed to give something up for Lent. If Easter's listening, he's not actually here, so he's not going to stick his head around the door at the moment. But he'll say you don't have to go without something. It's not about going without things. It's focusing the mind or whatever. And I've been focusing my mind by doing some fasting between sunrise and sunset, which is always really powerfully amazing. But I will come back to all of that anyway. It will unfold during the show, but that I'm going to play a few without tracks, so tracks with the word without in. And this is the first of them, Dr. Feelgood, trying to live my life without you.
Gone without a trace in a sea of faceless
Alice Cooper, Hell Is Living Without You. So I have just made an executive decision that I am not going to play all the without tracks this week, because of course Lent goes on 40 days or more, 47, whatever it is. Apparently you don't have to apply the Lent rules on Sundays. So that's a little bit of a sort of get out of jail card, isn't it? If you've given up chocolate, you can have a little bit of a choco binge on Sundays. I always give up chocolate for Lent in honour of my late great Granny Green, because she used to, and then she used to really love her Easter eggs, which I'm the same. But I'm curious to see what happens this year, because I've stopped eating so much sweet stuff anyway, gradually. So I don't really want to go on if I was to go on a crazy chocolate egg binge on Easter Sunday, I think I probably wouldn't sleep for 3 days. Stayed at my mum's last night, helping her sort out, decluttering a bit. Just us greens always need to have a bit of a declutter, so I don't need to go into that anymore. But we had a late night tiramisu. We weren't going to have one because we'd had fish and chips, so we thought it was a bit greedy. And it got to about 9:30 and the fish and chips had gone down. And I said to my mum, oh, quite fancy that tiramisu now. It's awful, isn't it? And before I could finish the sentence, she was up off the sofa heading to the fridge. So I then woke up at about 1:30 in the morning with a sort of sugar rush. So did my mum, and then we were chatting for an hour because I was sleeping in she's got this massive bedroom, one of them, that's got like a double bed and a single bed. It's sort of one of those rooms, it could be a dormitory, you know, you could fit like a double bed and three single beds in it, sort of thing. But anyway, had a nice chat. It was a bit, felt a bit like a midnight feast, really. So quite lucky to be able to still do that with my mum at my age. Right, lots going on. The big news is they've announced the Glastonbury lineup. Ooh, and I'm so excited because we've got tickets for the Sunday, and they've got. Well, I need to look at my phone because I was messaging Easter as soon as the news broke. Let's see if I can read out the main ones that I'm excited about for seeing on the Sunday. So, Goat. Now, I missed seeing them last year because we were doing something. So I'm very excited about them. Snow Patrol, who I've wanted to see for years, was going to see them at one Glastonbury and then somebody broke their leg or something. Wolf Alice, Georgia Smith. She's got not necessarily so much my sort of music, but she's got a beautiful voice. Libertines, who I haven't seen for a few years. I know they're a bit controversial. Kay Tempest, brilliant. St. Vincent, another amazing voice. Black Uhuru, an old reggae band from 1972. Classics, I think that could be really good. Joy Crooks, South London girl, amazing voice. Seen her on Jules Holland. And then we've got the Brian Jonestown Massacre. They're an American rock band formed 1990. Bit sort of psychedelic, I think. So they might be good. The Sprints, I've played them on this show before, adore. Turnstile, American hardcore punk band. And Celeste, French experimental metal band. And then there's a couple of others that caught my eye. Simand, a 70s funk band. So I am very excited about my day at Glastonbury. Of course, there probably will be quite a lot of clashes. So I'm already thinking in my head what I would prioritise. I'm also thinking that some of the smaller ones might be in the, I always call it Archaos, but it's not that. There's an area where they have the more alternative bands and the sort of all-night parties going on, and it's quite cramped. I don't really like it up there, so I hope, I might not be heading up there, actually. I might stay on the, not necessarily the pyramid stage, but I don't know. We'll see. I'll see how the mood strikes me. I'll have Easter to protect me, which I haven't had before. So, don't think I'm going to be seeing Rod. Right, let's have the last of the without tracks. Placebo. Without You, I'm Nothing.
Tick, 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 tick
Placebo, without you I'm nothing, which feeds in really nicely actually with my talking about Glastonbury as well, but into the next track. I'm sure that nobody is nothing without another person, because we're all complete inside ourselves. But sometimes when people have been together for a lifetime, then they do become almost one person, one separate entity, I suppose. It's that thing of one plus one is more than two. So I'm referring to Dolly Parton, who lost her husband, Carl Dean, last week. Or she announced it recently, a few days ago, I think. And they'd been together for over 60 years. She met him when she moved to Nashville. I think it was actually the day, her first day there, she went to a laundromat. And he was there. Their eyes fell upon each other, and certainly for him, it was love at first sight. Not sure if it was with her, but they were, he always stayed out of the limelight, but was completely happy for her to be fully in it and to be away touring and stuff. So, yeah. Quite unusual, isn't it, nowadays? So, yeah, it's obviously a very sad time for her, and it will be, I'm certainly very grateful that I saw her. I don't know how many years ago, I'd say sort of 10 years ago, whatever, at Glastonbury, because she really is the most amazing performer, with all her stories, and such a genuine person. And I guess he probably helped her stay grounded and genuine, and not to get lost in a celebrity land. So of course I'm going to play her most famous I don't know, there's probably a couple of really famous ones. I'm going to play one of her famous ones. I think his flirting did inspire. There's various stories about this song. You'll recognise it, I'm sure. It's not 9 to 5, it's the other one.
Jolene, 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 Jolene. Your beauty is beyond compare, with flaming locks of auburn hair, with ivory skin and eyes of emerald green. Your smile is like a breath of spring, your voice is soft like summer rain, and I cannot compete with you, Jolene. He talks about you in his sleep, and there's nothing I can do to keep from crying when he calls your name, Jolene. And I can easily understand how you could easily take my man, but you don't know what he means to me, Jolene. Jolene, 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 I'm begging of you, please don't take my man. Jolene, 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 please don't take him just because you can. You could have your choice of men, but I could never love again. For me, Jolene, I had to have this talk with you. My happiness depends on you, and whatever you decide to do, Jolene.
Such a beautiful song. Another thing's come to an end. My notebook that I write my playlists in. It was given to me by my friend Chrissy. I've written it in the front, Christmas 2021. So it's got 22, 23, 24. It's got 3 years of playlists in it. I wouldn't have guessed it was that many. Did I stop doing them for a while? I don't know. Don't know how many pages a notebook's got. Did I start using it straight away? Oh, last show of 2021. Yeah, it seems like. Anyway, yes, end of an era. But an exciting moment because I get to go to a stationery shop. I've got a reason. Actually, it'll probably be TK Maxx. But I've got a reason to buy a new notebook. And I was only saying the other day, I went past a stationery shop and was tempted to go in. That's because my head, some part of me knew that this notebook was coming to an end. But it's going to be even more rewarding to go into one and buy a notebook. It's going to be a guilt-free experience because I need one. Right. Moving on to something new of her upcoming album. She has released this track. It's called Flood and it's by, I wish I could see, I would love to see her at Glastonbury, but she's not performing this year. I think she was there last year. Little Sims.
I walk this weekend. wall. As I walk this wicked crown, keep me away from the devil's palm. I am the light.
So, Little Sims, Flood, followed by Hawkwind, Motorhead. I'm going to play a track for Jane. I'm not sure if she's listening live. She may well, if she isn't, sure, I'm pretty sure she'll listen on podcast. So, have a burst of Foo Fighters, because it was Jane's birthday a couple of days ago. So happy birthday to you, Jane. I hope you enjoyed the snowdrops. And I don't think my friend Richie will be listening in Hamburg, but just in case she is, happy birthday to you as well, Richie. Both share the same birthday, and strangely enough, so does my great late friend Mandy. Who, yeah, it's weird, isn't it? I was obviously drawn to that. That astrology sign. Anyway, happy birthday to you all. Foo Fighters, of course, times like these. Right, so I did put Trump into my directory, into my music library. Didn't come back with any entries. But this song sprung into my mind. I'm just going to press play and see if you know what I mean. It's one from the 80s, and it's a punky version of something. Here we go.
To Bombay, a travelling circus came. They brought an intelligent elephant, and Nelly was her name. One dark night, she slipped her iron chain, and off she ran to Hindustan and was never seen again.
Nelly the elephant packed the trunk and said goodbye to the circus. Off she ran with a chompity chomp, 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 chomp. Now Nelly the elephant packed the trunk and tumbled up the jungle. Off she ran with a chompity chomp, chomp, chomp.
Night by night, she danced to the circus band. When Nelly was leading the big parade, she looked so proud and grand. No more tricks for Nelly to perform. They taught her how to take a bow, and she took the crowd by storm.
Ooh.
circus, say goodbye to the circus. Off she rode a tommy tum, 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 tum. Manella the elephant packed a chunk and tumbled up in the jungle. Off she rode a tommy tum.
Well, I think all I can say is that You Know Who had done a little bit more being silly and dancing around to songs like that with the rest of us, then it might not be quite such a... Yes. Right. So, with great respect, I'm going to follow that with a Ukrainian band, Vovkulaka, singing the... or playing the Ukrainian national anthem. Volume is going to go up suddenly. Don't adjust your sound.
We'll be right back.
I feel like I need to go and listen to the actual Ukraine national anthem played properly to see how similar they are. Right, I am going to move on to another new track by a newly discovered by me band. They might not be, I'll tell you about them afterwards, I'll play it first. Kulfi Girls, that's Kulfi as in K-U-L-F-I, the Indian ice cream. Kulfi Girls, the track's called Bite. Kulfi Girls, Bite. So they're from Philadelphia. And I'm going to check out some more of their music because I've just found them on Bandcamp. Right. Last track of the evening. or the morning, of course, whenever you are listening. I don't really get to tell you what I'd been up to, but I had a home-based weekend. The sun has been so nice. I hear it hit 19 degrees in Northumberland today, so I'm hoping that you up in North Yorkshire, Janice and Andy and Jane, had some similar weather. That must have been amazing. I mean, I think it got to about 13 degrees down here in Somerset over the weekend in the sun, but it's that time of year when, so we were getting freezing temperatures at night, and we noticed our patio at the back, we had some ice on it that didn't defrost, so in the sun it would be 13 degrees and quite warm, but as soon as you stepped out of the sun, the air temperature was really cold. Got out on the bike a couple of times, so that was nice. And yeah, gardening, mowed the lawn, did a bit of weeding, just really nice home time stuff. And yeah, then all sorts of running around afterwards, but all good stuff. And well, I'll save what I'm up to this weekend to tell you about next week. It will be a recorded show because this time next week we will be heading over to Frome to see Phil Campbell and the Bastard Sons do their Motorhead tour. Can't remember exactly what it's called. Yes, it's going to be quite a day, Thursday the 13th of March. I've got a fours audit at work, which is quite a big thing. Finding lots of policies that I should be in charge of where they are and so on. So getting very organised. Oh, I have been getting very organised for the last few weeks, knowing it was coming, trying to make sure everything's updated. So it will be, it will hopefully be a celebration of the fact that it's gone well. If not, it will be a, oh well, never mind, still got a good gig to enjoy. So yeah, we shall see. I'm going to play the last track, which I'm going to stick with the women. I've played quite a few women tonight, haven't I? In fact, looking at it, maybe it's 50-50. Probably, it feels like a few women, but it's still not over 50%, I don't think. And then I shall play the final gong. I might just say now, actually, and then I can gong away afterwards. Thank you for listening. Hope you've enjoyed the music, and the chat. Take care of yourselves. I'll see you next Thursday. I say it will be a recorded show. I'm going to try and schedule it. If I can get hold of the right people who can tell me what to do, I will try to schedule it as in the old days, so it just plays at 7 o'clock. It comes on live, but if it doesn't, please just go to the podcast, which podcast section, which I will have uploaded it there. Okay, right, Fighting the Crave, L7. Goddamn!